Good afternoon, guys. I had a chance to go back and look at that tape and watch that ball game. And tough game for our team. We really went into it believing we were going to get a win on Monday Night Football, and had some opportunities, multiple opportunities during the course of that game to get it going in the direction that we wanted to, and it didn't happen. Whether it be coming up with turnovers or not turning the ball over. Making a play here or there, and sometimes one play in a ball game like the one we had last night can be the turning point. I was hoping that fumble punt on their part, would be the turning point for our team. And we got first and 10 at the 40. We come out of it with 0 points. We were on the plus 40 twice and came away with 0 points. Tough. And then they in turn, they get two possessions inside our 20. And come away with 10 points, one on the 3-yard line, the other we held them to a field goal after Sharice's play. Those moments, sometimes in a closely contested game like ours was for the most part, are sometimes the difference in a ball game. I was really encouraged by how hard our players played, the way they prepared last week. They did a great job all week long of focusing on the New York Giants and trying to be prepared to get a win. And it showed in the effort that they gave. We just couldn't come up with that play that we needed to get the turn tied. Josh Freeman, a lot of questions last night when we talked about the game in our post game, and Josh had a good week of practice for us. We felt like we had a good plan going into the game that he would be able to execute. Didn't play as well as he would like. I'm sure he'll tell you that. Had some up and down moments. Ball kind of sailed on him a few different times. But I don't think it was a lack of preparation. But anytime you make a decision like the decision that myself and our staff made, if it doesn't work out, you open yourself to second guessing. If I had to do over again, I don't think I'd do it any differently under the circumstances. I knew exactly why we made the decision. Felt very confident going to the ball game with the decision. Didn't work out for us this time. But our guys are going to continue to battle and work as hard as they can to, get things turned around. And just so appreciative of how hard they played last night. And because of that effort and the way they prepare, we'll keep working and we'll get better. I thought our defense stepped up and really improved. They improved in a lot of areas. And if they can continue to play like that, continue to make improvement, we'll have our chances and, we'll get things turned. Got to get our run game on track. Disappointing that we weren't more effective running the football. There were some things that we definitely have to be able to do better. Puts too much pressure on our passing game when we don't run the football well better. Our offensive line will have to play better. Our tight ends will have to block better. Our backs will have to block better. And we'll have to do a better job in coming up with ways to create situations for our run game from a coaching standpoint to make us more effective. And part of that would be what we do in the passing game to help us to be more effective. But encouraged by what our defense did, with our special teams as well, encouraged by Marcus's long return, the disappointment being the two turnovers on special teams. But there were some positives. The long kickoff return by Cordero. I mean, the blocking that took place in front of him, and then a great, great effort on his part. So there were some positives, just disappointed it doesn't result in a win for our team. But we see enough things and know that we have a chance to get things turned. So,
you wouldn't have done anything different with starting Josh. What, if anything, would you have done different in terms of the game plan or the preparation to have him play better than he did?
I tell you, Tom, we really felt like we put together a good plan. As I've said repeatedly, and watching him execute that plan in practice, we felt confident going into it that we'd have success. Doing some of the things we had in place. Didn't happen, but there was nothing I look back at that week in preparation that would have indicated that we would have came up with 0 points from an offensive standpoint.
Was it strictly physical stuff that you saw with Josh when the ball's sailing and everything else, or are there mental things where he wasn't ready to conduct the offense?
He did. That was one of our concerns with how well he'd be able to get information in the huddle, relay plays at the line of scrimmage. We didn't have any mental errors in that area. It was more mechanical things. One of the reasons the ball sailed at times, his footwork wasn't ideal. His shoulders weren't square all the time, so it was more technical stuff. But the mental part, he was sharp. He did a great job of running our offense throughout the night. Just some things, from a a technical standpoint that we'll have to work on to get him better. Can you say it one more time?
100% your starter for Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, he's ready to go. You know, we'll get him back out there. He's ready if he's ready to go.
To the degree that he was, and that game was still there within striking, was there any temptation to go to Christian just to see if he could spark you?
It really wasn't. That didn't cross my mind because of what you just said. You know, we were right there, just one play. I mean, even in the early part of the fourth quarter, I think we were 17-7 maybe. I can't remember the exact time, but we were in striking distance throughout until maybe 4 or 5 minutes left when they got the field goal to get a two-touchdown, a three-score game. I just felt like either our defense or our special teams would make a play or our offense would make a play because we were so close, and it just didn't happen.
Was there any kind of obligation to keep Freeman in there, even if it's just to provide some insight into what he may be able to offer down the road, or because he was acquired, there's a propensity to keep him in there now as long as you can?
No obligation. The only reason the decision was made to start him because we believed that he would give us the best chance to be successful in that ball game with the Giants. And the only reason he would start on Sunday is for that reason. No obligation other than that.
For a quarterback that maybe doesn't have a full grasp of the playbook and it is a team like you guys are that runs the ball and is built on the run, how do you reconcile the 50 passes versus 13 carries that Adrian had in a tight game?
Yeah, tight ball game. We can be more balanced, Brian. Some of it had to do with how well they were playing run defense and creating some situations we thought we could take advantage of in the passing game. We went into it thinking that they were pretty stout against the run, but you know we knew that they were going to put a lot of people in the box like everybody does at the line of scrimmage, and we thought that we could take advantage of some things down the field with their secondary, and we weren't able to. We had some opportunities. I mean, there were some moments where we were close to getting something done, and it didn't happen. And we probably can be more balanced from a number standpoint. So, that's on us to be more balanced.
How about divided locker room, Leslie, when you got three quarterbacks that have played and all of them can kind of make their own case that they should be playing?
You know, one of the good things about our guys, Mike, up to this point, I mean, they have been so supportive of every decision, evidenced by the way they played last night. As hard as they played and competed throughout, you can tell that those guys are on board. We just got to get a win to maintain the confidence and get some momentum going. We had opportunities last night. I mean, there's no divisiveness in the locker room. If there were, it would have showed in our play, and it didn't. We didn't make plays when we had chances to make plays.
When you're going through a game, though, and you see Freeman throwing 53 passes and missing, is there any point in which you just kind of say, we got to run the ball?
Oh, we wanted to run it now. We were trying to run it, and as I mentioned, we probably could have been more balanced than we were. A lot of those passes came in 2 minutes at the end of the half, 2 minutes at the end of the ball game, which the last 5 or 6 minutes were really, in essence, 2 minutes for us. We were in no huddle, and we threw the ball a lot during that time. But we didn't go into it thinking we were going to be throwing it 53 times. We never, go into a ball game thinking we were going to have to throw it 53 times, and it turned out to be that way. But we do want to be an offense that, relies on Adrian Peterson. Yeah. Didn't really come up, Brian. It just, we couldn't get our run game on track. And that was it. That's the bottom line. We couldn't get it on track. I mean, when we did try to run, we were, zero gain, two yards, minus yards. And I think our longest may have been an 8 yard, I think. I can't remember. But we just couldn't get it going. And, we end up throwing the ball probably more than we would like, for sure more than we would like.
So. Mechanical issues with Josh, did those surface in practice the past 2 weeks? And was there any opportunity to even work with him on that, considering the playbook he was trying to get involved with?
Yeah, we did some of it to him, and that's the balance. When you're trying to get him ready for a ball game with the install as well as working on the mechanical things. So you're trying to get both done, and it's something we worked on, but, maybe a little more time probably would have helped with that as well. So,
a lot of the personnel is the same offensive line, same people in front of Adrian. What's the difference this year that hasn't allowed him to find, obviously not nearly the success he had last year, but just get the run game going?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's pretty much the same people. We're running a lot of the same plays. We're not as effective as we were a year ago up to this point. And we got to do some things to help ourselves, maybe in the passing game that will help a little bit, to back some people off some. But that, to me, is probably the biggest difference. We're not able to do certain things on the second level that would help to a degree. I mean, people are going to still approach us the same way when it comes to our offense. They're going to put a lot of people in the box to take away the run game. And we got to do some things to get them to loosen up a little bit. And we haven't been able to do that on a consistent basis.
Do you see them as offensive line struggles, or Adrian not hitting the right hole maybe?
We definitely have to get our offensive line to get more push up front. And we always talk with Adrian about being true to his reads and being able to hit the holes where they are and not always feeling as if, you know, he has to hit a home run on every play. I mean, we always talk about that. And there were moments, not necessarily yesterday, but over the course of the season, where he's felt like he needed to break every run. And I think we're cleaner in that area now. But we need to get our offensive line, our tight ends, our other backs to, you know, get people knocked off the ball, get them pushed back some.
You guys have faced big, you know, pressure defenses against the run, 8-9 men in the box for years now.
Yes.
I mean, are you just not handling it physically?
I think, Brian, is what I said a moment ago. I think we need to be a little bit better on some of the things we're doing with play action pass, some of our bootlegs, some of the one-on-one situations we're getting. I think that's going to help our run game. When we, as good as we were running the football a year ago, when we really hit our stride in that month of December, late November, we were hitting some of those boots, some of those one-on-one comebacks outside. We had some things that kind of made people have to respect our pass game to a degree. Didn't really change what they did completely, but it made them respect our passing game a little bit. And right now, you look at that Giants game yesterday and other people that are playing us, I mean, they're just coming. And we gotta do something to alter that. And we went into it thinking we had a plan to get that done, and we couldn't connect, and it hurt us.
Can you afford to be more patient with your offensive line, or are you compelled to make a change or two there?
I think we can get it fixed, Brian. Now, we're beginning to run out of games here, so we gotta get it fixed in a hurry. But we can get fixed what the problems are. The guys are, you know, they're playing hard, but we gotta get some things fixed for sure. And I think we have the right people to get that done. Just some things we gotta get taken care of in a hurry. So,
any scenarios the rest of the season that you could envision where you would make a quarterback change if Josh is healthy?
Continue. I don't know if I've thought that far ahead, Dave. I really haven't.
Are you sort of taking the pulse of any of your veterans on just the – because the quarterback position is the one position where you can make a sea change. How much do you take the pulse of people to make sure everybody's on the same page and supportive of what you're doing?
Well, I talk to our guys, you know, often about what we're doing, how we're doing it, our leaders on our team. But at the end of the day, those guys know that I'm going to make decisions that I think are best for our team. And thus far, they've been very supportive. You know, you get to a point where, you know, you need to win some games to, you know, keep things going. But they have been very supportive. But I'm always conscious of where they are. But they also know that every decision can't be made by committee. Some have to be made, you know, by myself and the coaches as well.
When you're to that end, when you're 1-5, it's human nature, I think, to start wondering about whether it's players wondering if the trade deadline, if they're going to be gone, coaches wondering if they're still going to have jobs. How do you make sure that doesn't cloud any judgment in terms of personnel matters, who's playing, schemes, and focus on the game at hand?
I think you do what we do. You know, we got a big game coming up this weekend, Tom, and, you know, we talk to our players all the time about concentrating on what you can control, and what they can control is their preparation for ball games, what they do in meetings, what they do in practice, and from a coaching standpoint, you know, our focus has to be on the Green Bay Packers and nothing else. If it goes in any other direction, then you end up cheating yourself in your preparation for this next opponent. So our guys have done a real good job of being focused on the task at hand, and won't take a whole lot for our guys to be focused on this ball game coming up this Sunday.
Are there no staff changes or changes of duties at all this week?
No.
Can you still develop a secondary, develop a quarterback, develop some younger receivers, and still try to win games? I mean, are these mutually exclusive goals at this point? I mean, can you do this?
You have to be able to do it, Brian. That's where we are. You know, we're developing a young secondary, and they are getting better. I mean, to see Xavier get his hands on some balls yesterday, to see Josh get his hands on some balls. Marcus had a chance for a pick yesterday. You have to be able to do it, and I think we can. It doesn't seem that way, you know, standing where we are. But I do have confidence that we can improve and get better, and that we can play better when we line up on Sunday night at home. So to answer the question, they don't have to be mutually exclusive. You can stay focused on what you have to get done and develop guys and win at the same time.
Two more. Seeing the record is what it is, feeling the vibe kind of change in the locker room, and then looking ahead to see a tough stretch of the schedule coming up. What's the rallying cry to get everybody focused on the same page and ready to go each and every day?
You focus on one game at a time. You don't look beyond this game on Sunday, and you work as hard as you can every day you come to practice, every day you come to work to get better. And that's what our guys will do. They're going to work as hard as they can when they show up tomorrow to get ready for Thursday, Friday, and then line up on Sunday and play their best game of the season. And that's the only thing we can control right now. You can't look beyond what we have to get done on this Sunday. You really can't even look back. You know, I know a lot of things will be written and said about where we are, but for us, our focus has to be on getting better and getting a win against Green Bay on Sunday. And that's where our energy and our focus will be, irregardless of what's written or said about what happened prior to this ball game or what will happen post this ball game. It'll be Green Bay, Green Bay, Green Bay throughout this week. So.
Injury updates, Ellison, Asiata.
Yeah, we'll have more on those guys. They're coming in a little bit later because of the time we got in, so we'll have more tomorrow when we get together regarding all those guys that are injured. So he did pretty good. It was great to see him finish the game. He played, you know, fairly well. You know, obviously could have done some things a little bit better, but he finished the game, which is great because we were really concerned prior to the game whether or not he'd make it.
To play well on Sunday night for you, but do you talk through in advance the scenarios in which if you have a half or a quarter or whatever, like what happened last night, that you would go to Christian during that game?
Well, you always, you know, are aware of every position and what their backup status is. So we'll always do that with every position, whether it's a wide receiver, tight end, quarterback, running back, defensive back. You know, we'll always have a contingency if something is not right at a position. So we'll always have those discussions.